Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia, states Bab ed-Dra is the site of an early Bronze Age city located near the Dead Sea in Wadi Araba, which is forwarded as a candidate for the location of biblical Sodom. Bitumen and petroleum deposits have been found in the area, which contain sulfur and natural gas, as such deposits normally do. And one theory suggests that a pocket of natural gas led to the incineration of the city. Numeria is the candidate city for Gomorrah. Being in the same area, the same information applies to Numeria. There were also large amounts of sulfur and natural gas, petroleum, in the vicinity of Numeria. Abraham's pleadings for the city of Sodom would have saved the city if there had just been 10 righteous people there. But only 4 people were able to leave, and only 3 survived the flight. That number fell far short of 10. Lot and his family were not saved because of Abraham's bargaining with God. Genesis 19 verse 27 to 28 in the New King James Version states, "This is probably immediately after Sodom and Gomorrah had been destroyed. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. There he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain, and he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which went up like the smoke of a furnace." Oh, wow. Can you imagine what Abraham must have been thinking? Can you imagine what he was feeling? The thoughts that must have crossed his mind: did Lot make it? Is my nephew dead? All those people? Weren't they even 10 righteous? Oh my gosh! Not even 10? Oh, please let Lot be okay. What a mighty city! It had a wall around it and everything. It was fortified. And it's all gone. Look how short life is. I could die at any moment. That could be me. How many children died in there? Imagine a life cut so short. The grief, the emotions that Abraham must have felt. Maybe he even wondered, what if I'd gone down to a lower number than 10? Maybe I could have stopped this happening if I had. Because the focus of the study is covenant, a summary of these events is more than sufficient for our purposes. We are not going to dwell on the subject of Sodom and Gomorrah. If you wish to read it in detail, please do so. We will discuss Sodom and Gomorrah's destruction in a later study about the effects of sin. But for now, the key point to take note of is just simply the fact that God rescued Lot because of his devotion to his covenant partner, Abraham. Let's have a look at it. Genesis 19 verse 29 says, "And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt. You see that? God sent Lot out because he filled his mind with thoughts of Abraham. Well, he was thinking about Abraham. And in fact, Lot recognized that it was because of God's covenant that he was saved. In Genesis 19, verse 19, Lot said the following, "Indeed now, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your chesed, which you have shown me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, lest some evil overtake me and I die." Do you remember when we looked at the word chesed in part 2 of the study? And we found out that it means so much more than just mercy or love. It means covenant devotion. It was because of God's covenant devotion, his love and covenant devotion to Abraham, that he saved Lot and his family. That's the God we serve. There are times that God will intervene and touch people's lives, not because they have any covenant with God, but simply because they are people who are important to you and to me. And if they're important to us, then God will go the extra mile. Why? Because of his covenant devotion, his loyal love towards us. Amen. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week. See you next time. God bless. Bye for now.